Support for Studio Sessions on KNKX comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
The leader of the band today is performing for a third time in the KNKX studios. For Marina Christopher's first time, it was the last time. It was the final session on the former KPLU, and some say it was the best session on KPLU. Check out her wonderful album, Must Love Cats, from that group. She's also a member of Bad News Botanist. They were live on 88.5 earlier this year and played the new cool stage at Folklife. Thanks for that. Recently named Golden Ear Award winner for Emerging Artist of the Year, Marina is a multi-talented artist and two-time finalist in the Seattle Kobe Jazz Vocalist Competition. She plays electric and upright basses and composes and commands the stage like few others. Here's Marina and the Dreamboats.
1, 2, 3, 4. As we walk, we would never admit we long for other hands to hold. What once was fire now is dimly lit, and our smiles grow cold. All at once we lost ourselves, all at once we just gave in. We're left with nothing else. No, we are not akin.
Here it comes, here we go.
I don't mean to burn any bridges with you, but I might find another way down. Our paths were one, now they're split in the two. So we'll cross the river on the other side of town. While I ride on the northern ridge, you will stay in my heart. For both of us to truly live, we must stay in the dark. I don't mean to burn any bridges with you, but I might find another way. Slip in the two, so I'll cross the river on the other side of town. Cross the river on the earth. side of town.
Marina and the Dreamboats live on 88.5 KNKX. That's Marina Christopher singing, playing the electric bass. And for the second time in just a few weeks, a nine-person band live in the studios. Kevin Proudfoot, keys. Christopher Batten, drums. Adam Robb, trumpet. Brian Bermudez, alto sax on the solo there. Frank Vitolo, tenor sax. Peter Daniel, baritone sax. Jamie Paulson, trombone. And Jerome Smith, sousaphone. Whew. Okay, that's all the time we have. No. Marina, tell me about this band as opposed to the band that you brought in here with the Must Love Cats band. This is the Dreamboats.
Yes, this is my attempt to be somewhere between Tower of Power and Radiohead or something. I don't know. But the other one is more of my jazz endeavor, and this one is we're going to play huge stadiums if we want. It's really, when you have something to say and then you have six horns behind you to back you up, you can say anything. It's great.
And you say it with authority, too. Now, you play in a lot of different outfits, often solo with your own trio, the Bad News Botanists. And as a musician, what do you get out of playing in different settings? How does that help you as a player?
Well, it's also one of the privileges of being a bass player is that everybody needs a bass player. And so I get to try a lot of different things on. And it's really fun to bring some things from other groups. Like, I used to play in a world music fusion group, like Cuban and Greek music mixed together. And sometimes I bring those bass lines to Frank's group or, I don't know, something like that. It's really fun.
She gets around in a musical way. Now, I got a chance to see Marina and the Dreamboats at the W Hotel. That's a First Fridays thing that's happening for the next few months. And a wonderful show, wonderful setting. And I was very impressed by your comfort on stage. And I wonder if that comes from anywhere. Did you have a theater background? Did you do a lot of theater in high school or anything?
No. My father was a piano player. He was in a band called the New Deal Rhythm Band, so when they thought swing was coming back in the 70s. So he had a very showman kind of personality. It's from osmosis watching him play.
I see.
Yeah.
And now the new CD is out this week, self-titled Marina and the Dreamboats. Did you have an overarching concept or theme, or is this just a collection of all the great Dreamboat songs?
We got eight good songs there, so we're going to do that. Yep, that's it. Well, the first song that I ever wrote was actually for when Mojam Mondays was on band in Seattle. And this happened to be a collection of some of the regular jammers. And so I made my dreams come true. The first time we ever played was live on TV.
Wow.
It was very fun.
And now another song, Marina and the Dreamboats, live on 88.5.
Yeah. This is just using two horns. We can't always afford all the horns. So this is just two horns. One, two, three, one. No watching and waiting, no slight hesitating, no trying to keep your hands clean. Not just a little bit, now you must go out and tell you again what I mean, what I mean. It means go big or go home. It's all or nothing, all or nothing. That's my only motto. It's all or nothing. No tribe before you buy, no order of a sample size. Not if you're wanting my heart. You want it, you got it, you break it, you bought it. You must take all, not just part, not just part. All or nothing. That's my watching and waiting, no slight hesitating, no trying to keep your hands clean. You fish it, you cut it, and if you forgot it, I'll tell you again what it means. What it means, it means go big or go home. It's all or nothing.
Marina and the Dreamboats live on 88.5 KNKX. Marina Christopher at the bass and singing with the pared down group. Frank Vitolo, tenor saxophone. Jamie Paulson on the trombone. We've got more horns, so keep your radios tuned and turned up loud. Marina, I want to talk a little bit about songwriting with you. We talked about this a little bit the other night about the pop aesthetic. There's really a lot of jazz influence and soul R&B influence, but the pop sound, it kind of reminds me of Billy Joel, Joni Mitchell, the 70s great
Excellent.
Stuff. It's this
yep.
timeless pop, and I wonder if that's an influence for you.
Absolutely. I remember one time I was driving around with my dad, and we were listening to my mix, and he says, you know, there's nothing here that's younger than 30 years old. So I grew up listening to a lot of jazz, of course, and I've sat down and I tried to write a 4-chord song. It's very hard for me.
Now, tell me about how you do write songs. Are you writing as you play bass, or do you have a piano? You write at the piano?
I usually sit down at a piano and do my jazz piano voicings and figure stuff out. Usually chords come first. I like having a simple melody and rich extensions on the harmonies.
And how does that translate when you bring it to the band? Are there a lot of contributions from the musicians, or are you the type of leader that says you got to play these notes right there?
Usually. Oh, Frank?
It's pretty much right there on the page.
It's on the page, Frank Vitolo.
I want it on a page, so if someone can't make a gig, we can still do it and just call somebody in. And so everything's written out, but they memorized it today. Great job, everybody.
Yeah, the arrangements are delightful. I wanted to ask one of the band members about Marina Christopher as band leader, and why not ask our trombone player, Jamie Paulson, who is on his way out the door, so with no reason to tell you anything that you want to hear.
Yeah, I'm not leaving like right this moment.
He's got to make it through this next song, folks.
Yeah, as you mentioned just now, Marina writes beautiful music. It's been heard over the radio over the last couple songs. And, you know, you also touched on earlier Marina's stage presence and how that's full of humor and openness and wit, and, you know, just things that come across to an audience and make them feel like very comfortable and engaged. And that's how Marina is in real life, too. You know, that's what it's like to be in her band, is that, yeah, I mean, she has specific things she wants to happen. She wants us to play the notes on the page, but but it's always a good hang with the whole band, and Marina creates that environment for us.
When we all got here, we were doing crossword puzzles together.
We've got time for one more song. Marina, what do you got for us?
All right, we're going to play the comedic relief song that we play. It's appropriate for J&M Cafe. And we're going to start out with Jerome and Chris. I don't even have to play bass on this one.
All right.
Wait. So when we play this song, I have a nice cheesy horn intro that I've written. And sometimes I just make them repeat it until somebody in the crowd brings me a beverage. So if you're coming to the show on Friday, be prepared. Here we go.
Hey,
with wine. Gone and went on a whiskey diet. I lost 3 days in no time. When wine gets in your brain, some people call it brain pollution. Ask any scientist, they'll have to agree now. A cocktail is a solution. Candy is dandy, but alcohol sure is quicker. Whatever doesn't kill you today makes you drink with stronger liquor. Wine improves with age.
Wine improves with age.
I improve with wine.
I improve with wine.
So grab a drink at lunchtime, right? The rest of your workday will go just fine. Take a good look at your face. Every day a little bit older. Well, pull up a bar stool and remind yourself beauty's in the eye of the beer holder. Or tea. I tell them I'm all right, man, but I'll take the coffee if it's Irish, and I'll only take tea if it's iced and from a place called Long Island. Candy is dandy, but alcohol sure is quicker. Whatever doesn't kill you today makes you drink a stronger liquor. Ooh, candy is dandy, but alcohol sure is quicker. Stronger liquor. Wine improves with age.
Wine improves with age.
I improve with wine.
I improve with wine.
Now when we started this session, y'all were sevens and eights, but now you're solid nines.